say work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Strap yourself in, Hardy.
And react.
I'll bring the jello pudding.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
To the window. To the wall.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Speaking of windows and walls, we have windows on all of the walls in this studio. Mm. All four of them. Just think
nice.
Of that.
Nice.
Windows everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
We used to work in a bunker.
They had no window. No
windows.
They had windows
fake
in the
windows.
Hallway.
Fake
that
lines.
Was it.
Yeah.
That one side. All right, Hardy, what do we got?
We got Read and React. Here we go.
Let him line up with Jalen Ramsey and see if Jalen Ramsey can...
Good phone.
React.
I'm surprised Zoe couldn't figure that one out.
Browns beat the Jets last night, as we know, 21-17 on Thursday Night Football. Here's the call from Cleveland Browns Radio. This should be good. I mean, the long national nightmare is over. Let's see. Here on Saturday on Browns Radio.
And with great pride, I say, the Browns are in victory formation. Baker Mayfield takes a knee. Count it down, everybody. The Browns are winners tonight. And the drought is over. Led by the number one overall draft choice, Baker Mayfield. They come back and win over the Jets. 21-17. Hallelujah.
Finally, he is the kid from nowhere. I mean, he's come from nowhere to be a starter at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma. And what he did tonight was pretty darn impressive.
The kid's a nobody.
They're the most popular quarterback coming out anyway.
What the hell are they talking about?
Well, he's going all the way back to when he was in high school, and nobody really recruited him, and he had to go there. And then he transferred
then
to
he won
Oklahoma.
A Heisman.
Then he became the most popular football player on the planet.
This guy's, I don't know who he is, but... He's like Brady, like getting drafted in the sixth round, like, just like that.
So this is taking place in Cleveland. So just in your own state, he took the flag of Oklahoma and stuck it right in the middle of that big O at Ohio State.
I don't know him. Nobody knows him.
One of the more well-known and controversial figures and most talked about draft picks.
Came from nowhere.
What?
No,
came out of nowhere. What the hell? Where have you been?
And what he did tonight was pretty darn impressive.
Nobody leaving the stadium.
Nobody.
It's their first win, and it's not going to be their last win.
No.
Now they've got one, and here we go. Fans holding up signs.
What signs?
Say finally.
There you go.
Listen to this stadium as the Browns head towards their locker room. What a great moment. A long time coming, and they've done it.
They're talking like they won a Super Bowl or won a playoff game.
They haven't won a game.
It's been a long time coming, Beto. They did it with this nobody at quarterback.
He is the kid from nowhere. I mean, he's come from nowhere.
He's the kid from nowhere.
He's got Beto. They beat the Jets week three at home.
Yeah, that play-by-play announcer's got a little bit of a Matt Foley quality to him.
Well, I mean, think about all the games they've called. They have released six Marvel movies since the Browns won their last game.
Okay, so the Browns win a game. Wow. Baker Mayfield played. The beer fridges were unlocked last night.
Yeah.
The Browns winning games is no longer, like, cute and fun.
Right.
Now you're just a regular NFL team again. Just right. Now you have to have some expectations.
Now you're going to win a handful more.
Did you see the men hugging in the stands?
No, but that's hot.
It was weird, man.
I like that.
Warm embraces everywhere.
A fist pump or something. Yeah, it's
a hug. That sandwich that was fired?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Steelers play the Bucs Monday night in Tampa. Antonio Brown back in the building after missing work on Monday. Oh. What happened? Is he sick? What do you have to say?
Antonio, after the fourth touchdown, why were you so mad?
Are we losing the game? Are we getting beat by 40? We haven't won a game yet. For me, as a Steeler, that's unacceptable. You know, I'm not on the sideline begging for the ball or making statements like you guys make. I'm pissed off. We're losing. We suck.
You had just tied the game. James Conner just tied the game.
Now, you guys make assumptions about my emotion. You guys don't know me at all. You guys just write what you think going to get hits. Between me and you, everyone in Locker know what I stand for, know what I'm about. You know, I'm committed to this program, this organization. I'm fully here. I go to work every day. I'm about my business.
Except Monday.
And I take it for granted.
Right.
You know, my business is winning here. I come here to win. And the win-winning, you damn right, I'm pissed off.
No, you guys tied the game. Yeah. Well, you're making assumptions. But yeah. No, you guys were tied. You guys came back. You were down 21-0 in the first half.
Yeah, that time.
Came back and tied the game.
Now, you guys make assumptions about my emotion. You guys don't know me at all. You guys just write.
We got anything from Tomlin?
The truth.
We have Tomlin.
No Tomlin. Get hits.
Okay. I've met with the perpetrator. We have discussed it personally.
That's the guy that Deion Sanders blew you off for at the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I'd have blown me off for him.
Yes, he did. Got up, left the interview.
I know.
He's fleeing the interview. Deion's fleeing the interview.
That's my dog. I said, yeah, it's Antonio Brown. Wow. That's Antonio Brown. Three. Are you taking a picture of Rainbow?
I'm taking a picture of my kids.
We're in a football game. I'm going to punch him right in the head.
That is awesome.
Get her ass kicked on Jacksonville, sweating, dripping, all swampy. These are taking pictures of rainbows.
Raiders play in Miami. This is 3 weeks now after the Khalil Mack trade, so John Gruden is still being asked about his pass rush. How you making out without Khalil?
Why is it so hard to find a pass rusher, and what are those qualities that make him work?
It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one. It's hard to find one. You just said it. And, you know, college football now, they're not really dropping back to pass and throwing footballs anymore. They're throwing laterals and they're throwing bubble screens and they're running read options. So you got to train these guys. It takes a little bit of time to learn how to rush the passer.
So you don't stop talking
about
this.
He's out of touch.
You don't have to stop talking about passing.
He sounds stupid.
Rushing the passer because he just is going to get himself into saying stupid things every time. Wow. You don't have a good pass rusher. They're not developing any of them for you in college.
And they're not in a pocket anymore. They run a read option.
Hard to find them.
Yeah, train them.
Hey, you guys had one.
You had a pretty good one.
Had one. Where's he now? Chicago seems to have found one.
Yes. Yeah. They look pretty good. They got the one that you had, John.
Yeah, now they don't throw the football in college. That's news. There's no more passing games in college football. What? So when you watch college football this weekend, nothing will be down the field. Everything will be just laterals and bubble screens and running the ball.
Yeah, a lot.
Back in the day, they used to throw forward passes. Not doing it anymore.
No.
It's been sort of phased out.
Three. So we'll have those for you. We'll start practice.
React. Grief.
Eagles
host the Colts. Eagles. Hosting the Colts on Sunday. Carson Wentz making his return from a torn ACL. So this is it. Carson Wentz finally back.
Two of the ugliest quarterbacks to ever face off in a game. Really. Wentz is ugly. He's homely.
I guess I don't think of him as Andrew Luck level.
In person.
I find the Eagles very easy to root against now.
Yeah.
I'm rooting against Carson
Wentz. I'm rooting
Wentz
for the Colts.
Sure. And he's good. I'm rooting against him now.
How do you think Doug Peterson was with the media talking about this game? Do you think he was serious? Do you think he was yucking it up?
Yucking it up.
Yucking it up is correct.
There's no more news. I don't know what you guys are here for. There's absolutely nothing to report. The galaxy or whatever is in balance now. You guys can relax.
So we can leave?
Who's that?
Who? Carson.
He's still cleared, yes. You can leave, yes.
He's even not yucking up.
Doug, you're an absolute caution.
Wow, what a ride.
What do they call it? The galaxy or whatever is in balance now.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All right, that's it, gentlemen.
I can't stand it.
All right.
Three. I mean, my man had to run across three lanes. Traffic. React.
Imagine. How are they doing today?
Working hard.
I wake up and I got another day.
I don't know, but the banner is up on Jersey Street.
Day by day.
Is it the original?
I don't know.
And that's my question. Is it the original?
Or is it a duplicate? Is it a forgery? A fake? A fugazi?
I think it's the original.
Think it's the original?
There it is.
What do you think they did with the second one? With the reproduction? Because they got two of them.
Put on your boat. Get that big boat.
Use it as a beach towel for Slenderman when he comes with you on your boat.
Slenderman? What's the name of that boat? Iroquois? Why would you even name it the Iroquois?
Well, what would you name a boat?
Oh, like big ass badass boat.
You would name your boat big badass boat?
Third and Long. If I had to name a boat, I'd name it Third and Long.
Why?
That's because you can name it what you want.
I mean, the first two plays weren't successful.
Right.
Because I sucked on first and second down, and now I got third and long.
I get to throw deep now. Yeah. Third and chuck it.
I thought you'd call it like air it out, you know?
Hash marks. It's another good one.
Hash marks.
Yeah.
What's cool about that?
I don't know. Hash marks right down the field. I don't know. It would be football based.
That's so cool. So cool. Or deep threat.
Deep throat.
I don't know. Nope. Scissors. I don't think you're getting this. I don't think you're understanding the exercise. 617-779-0985. Hey, Jim, did you update the spreadsheet with the bad quarterbacks?
Yes.
So we know where everybody stands. Why don't we touch on that quickly before we hear from Bill Belichick next?
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wrong song. Shut up. No, stop ruining every song.
Shut up.
You shouldn't have told me. First I'd laugh, but now it's sinking in fast. Whatever.
Now Paulie's gonna call.
Well, baby, I don't wanna take advice from
Jim Blossoms, right?
Yes.
I just figure everything is cool until I hear it from.
I feel like you and I could do that hard.
That part. I think you and I need a couple of acoustic guitars, maybe hit the open mic next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Bad QB Fantasy League.
I don't get this. I'm not doing well, am I?
You're in last place.
Yeah, I figure.
You know what your problem is? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Your problem is Ryan Fitzpatrick. So,
yeah, why don't you pick up Mahomes?
Tyrod Taylor is helpful, but not helpful enough. Minus 1.84, is that cumulative? That's both weeks combined? That how that works?
No, that's just last week. That's last week. Minus not counting last night. You can't drop him now. You've already played him last night.
Right, but you didn't include where I'm at, including last night.
I did not. No.
Oh. So I'm in first place. Is that what I'm reading here?
You are in first place before last night, which the waiver wire goes off of week two.
Oh, which means yes. I'm definitely going to be in first place after all this. So, all right. Well, anybody want to pick anybody up or drop anybody?
Hardy has the first pick.
What do you got, Hardy?
You going to ride Fitzmagic?
You got Garoppolo and Ryan Fitzpatrick. You need anybody new on that front?
Nope.
Wow, he's riding out the Fitz.
He scored 50 points both weeks.
He's so deep in on the Fitzpatrick train now, he might as well ride it out.
Sure.
And hope for him to fall apart.
I just need one bad game to get me back in this thing, and then I'll start making moves.
Jim, you need anybody? You have Trubisky
and
Josh Allen. Good
keeping
call. So you got Blake Bortles and Sam Bradford.
Bortles against Tennessee this week. Oh, God. It seems like Bortles has turned a corner. Huh? Two games. I'm riding it.
You just drafted him last week.
I'm keeping him.
He's due for Tom, you got
that
Alex
team's due
Smith
for letdown.
And Marcus Mariota. What are you doing?
I'm going to drop Alex Smith, and I'm going to pick up Eli Manning.
Oh,
playing Houston. Mm. I think they can get after the quarterback.
I should have done that. I take it back. That's what I want to do. I want to drop Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Can I drop Bortles and pick up Alex Smith?
Too late. Nope. Oh, you can, yeah. You'll be able to do it in a minute.
Yeah.
I've got Tyrod Taylor and Case Keenum. I can't drop Tyrod Taylor right now because I played him last night. I'm not dropping Case Keenum, so I'm good. Back to Tom. You got any other moves, Tom? No, good, Zoe.
I'll pick up Tom's crap. I'll take Alex Smith and get rid of Blake Bortles.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Alex Smith versus Green Bay.
Zoe's all in on Green Bay this week.
Jim's good. Hardy, you have an option to make a move here.
I'm going to drop Garoppolo and pick up Tom Brady, taking on the Lions this weekend.
Don't be stupid.
I I told you, I'm in last place. I got to dance with who brung
you
me,
shake
even
it up.
If the dance sucks.
No, you're picking all positive points. Yeah. You're fine. Garoppolo has not been a problem for you.
No,
he hasn't played great.
It's the Fitzpatrick that's the problem. That's killing me. But I think he's going to have a bad game.
It's due.
He is. This is how that will end for him. He mm-hmm. will have
Monday
a bad
night
game
against the Steelers.
That could be it.
All right. No, I'm.
Pat Mahomes just threw 6 touchdowns against them last week.
Oh God, he might throw 10.
I'm standing pat.
Hardy's like, I'm taking. I want Tom Brady and Mahomes, 2 best quarterbacks ever.
All right, good. We'll update you on the scores after the weekend. Tyrod Taylor.
He's going to throw for 7.
You didn't
touchdowns.
Mind my Patrick Mahomes pick when we first did the draft.
No.
You didn't,
how would you know?
You didn't know anything about
him. Right. Rookies are typically good for
so
this.
So after the first week, I got rid of him. So why are you still busting my balls over it?
That guy seems like he's on fire.
I know. That's why I got rid of
and
him.
Now you got Fitzpatrick.
Okay, but you think he's going to be all world all season?
There are like 12 touchdowns already in 2
Shut
games.
Up. You don't know anything either.
All right,
I don't.
Bill Belichick is scheduled to speak in 5 minutes, and when he does, you will hear it live right here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox, division champs again, 3rd straight year, beat the Yankees in New York last night, 11-6. Down a run after 5 innings, but the comeback happened, culminating with the 3-run blast from Mookie Betts in the 8th inning. Tonight, a new series for the Sox in Cleveland. Chris Sale on the mound, trying to improve on his already impressive 12-4 record this year with a 1.92 ERA. He'll go against Trevor Bauer, who also hasn't pitched lately. 12-6 this season with a 2.22 earned run average. Patriots getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit Sunday night. Rob Gronkowski among those limited in practice yesterday. An ankle. Cleveland Browns broke their winless drought last night with a 21-17 victory over the visiting York Jets.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jim, say that on the air if you could. What you just told me there, I heard in the background. I was
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod,
43.24.
Ooh, and imagine if he got benched. That would have been such a big performance.
He only threw 14 passes.
Such a big performance had he been benched, but he just wasn't. Where's Bill? Is he set to go or what?
Not yet.
I'm going to say 11:41. He will take the podium at 11:41. What do you think? Good. Hardy? Coach? 11:30? Nah. It's been one of those weeks. You know, he doesn't want to talk about Gordon, so he's just going to wait.
He was scheduled to start the press conference at 11:30?
2.5 minutes ago. Yep.
Over-under is at 11:41?
He was, I think, 15 minutes late Wednesday? Yeah. About 15 minutes
All right,
late.
Well, make the over-under 11:45.
Okay. Under.
I'll go over.
Whoa.
Because I just like the action. To me, the action is the juice.
Yeah.
I just want the action. No.
Got his blood flowing.
He's now 3 minutes late. Segment, yeah. He was scheduled for 11:30.
Yep.
Well, we'll wait. I got an email here from Brian who says, I can't believe.
Is it email of the day?
No. It's just an email related to Kraft and Belichick and what we talked about earlier with Ann O'Connor. He said, I can't believe Robert Kraft hasn't sat down with Bill Belichick and had a conversation with him about what's been going on between he and Brady and everything else. Kraft needs to remember that he writes Bill's check. He needs to fall in line with what Kraft wants. This whole soap opera shouldn't even be a story if Kraft grew some and said, hey, enough, boys. What's to say that hasn't happened? You got to remember that what Ian O'Connor is talking about happened all the way back in January.
Right.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, maybe we should play that again. Ian O'Connor went on the Woj pod and said that the interview that was conducted with NFL Network, in which what I think was really an innocuous comment made by Robert Kraft, in that everyone's got to keep their egos in check. You know, get big, important people that are at the head coach position, quarterback position, all of that. Bill took that as some sort of shot. You got to remember, that was the AFC title game. So much has happened since then. Don't forget the dinner at Davio's, the very public dinner at the Davio's at Patriot Place where they sat down together after the game, after the Super Bowl had been played, right?
Yeah.
Later on. And there have been indications that the meeting did take place, that they had an off-season meeting with the owner head coach and quarterback. So these meetings have happened. They have spoken since. This item in the book is all the way back to January. How much do you think he gets asked about the book today?
None.
You got one question the other day from Reese about why he didn't participate.
None. I think that set the tone for the week.
Who's there today that wasn't on the conference call earlier this week?
It won't be a sports guy.
Well, don't forget, on Wednesday, I don't think we had as much out publicly about the book as we do now. Like, that was the first day that things had started to come out. That was the day that ESPN did put the story out about a divorce. Said that Brady wanted a divorce from Belichick. But now you've probably got more people that have had time to skim the book.
Yeah.
Have read stories that cover items from the book.
Yeah, Shaughnessy's covered it, too.
Yeah. Shaughnessy.
Little tidbits here and there.
Read the book, and then Shaughnessy wrote his story on it in the Globe. And I'm curious. Or is it all Josh Gordon today?
I don't think there's any questions on it today. I really don't.
Because you're not going to get an answer on it. That's like they, why waste
you know
your...
you're not going to get why, an answer. And
why put the time in to go down there to good, not get an answer on it?
Still a good story. Still a lot to talk about there. Not the story it was even 2 days ago. I don't think it gets asked.
All right.
I'm with you.
You want to bet on that too?
Nah, I don't know.
Ooh, look at you trying to get some more action.
I'm just put over under at a half?
Half a question. Yes.
Half a question.
I'll go under.
That's a yes or no.
I'll go under.
And I'll go over.
Okay.
What's riding?
Under. Don't hit me.
Soda.
You already owe me one of those.
What about vitamin water? Vitamin zero.
All right. Soda? Orange whip? Orange whip?
Tell you what. I'll wipe the slate clean on the soda front.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're wagering here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, good.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what I bet. Zoe's not going to pay up if he loses, so it doesn't matter.
I'll pay up.
Really?
I'll pay up right now.
Where's the video of you dancing to Ice Ice Baby like that you owe me from like 10 years ago?
I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the basement.
It was a Michigan State Maryland football bet. I forget what I was going to have to do.
That's pretty good.
if Michigan State lost, but Michigan State won, and part of the bet was Zell was going to have to produce the videotape recorded at, where was it recorded?
It was at King's Dominion in Virginia.
Him and some of his football buddies doing karaoke to Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Two little monkey meatheads doing the running man next to me.
He claims he can't find the videotape.
Claims. Allegedly can't find the tape. What if I text some people that are there and ask them to ask a question? Is that illegal?
No, that's illegal.
Tampering?
We'd make Capella just ask any question. Ah. Hey, Bell, what about the book? Yo, VIP.
VIP. You have this tape somewhere. You absolutely do.
Yep. Ice, ice, baby. You can't turn it off once it's on, you know? Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Intern, you ever hear this? Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Is he awake? Is he working? And I'm close. Kids, you know, music. Does he even know who Bobby Brown was yesterday? Was he in yesterday? I don't even remember.
Yeah, he knows it.
I'm not going to even acknowledge that this song was playing. I'm just not going to. Nope. I'm going
to
do it.
Bill, please go to the podium. Now it's 8 minutes late.
It's one of those weird weeks, man. Thank God we're on Tuesdays now. Oh, here we go.
What?
Coach is coming
where
in.
Where are we going?
They're going to a live feed.
I don't see him.
Oh, I thought they were going to live feed. Okay.
We say it's, I like it's getting close.
I like being able to see the room if we want to flash that again. We can give you commentary on what's going on in the room. That might be entertaining.
Now, Friday.
We'll see who the four kiss asses are in the front row.
Here's Bill.
Okay.
Okay. He's coming up now.
All right. That's the Friday crew. Well, since the last time we met, officially added Josh and Cyrus to the roster, so it's good to get them here. I'd say really in both cases, those two guys have done about as much as they can do in the few days they've been here, or been back in Cyrus's case. And so we'll see how it goes. But you know, I think that Josh is a smart kid. He's worked hard. He's picked up a lot. And you know, Cyrus has gotten back into things quickly, so we'll see how it goes. Again, as far as Detroit goes, there's a lot of unknowns there. You know, offensively, it's a very explosive group. Kicking game is very explosive. And defensively, what they've shown, but we know there's a lot more behind the curtain than that. And nobody knows us better than Matt does. He's worked against our offense, you know, every day for a long time. So I'm sure that he'll address it in ways that'll be challenging for us. We'll have to make some, I'm sure we'll have to make some in-game adjustments and perform at a high level. So today will be a good day for us to move forward on that, work on some situational things, and then be ready to go Sunday night.
Bill, was Josh, the obviously you keep track of players around the league, but was Josh the type of guy you had wanted to bring in for a long time, or did it come together sort of quickly on Saturday when the Browns said they were going to release him, essentially giving a two-day trade window to see what type of offers could be had?
Yeah, I mean, we're focused on the players on our team and getting ready for the games that we play. That's what our focus is. So from time to time, other things surface, and we look at those in a timely fashion.
Obviously, there's other circumstances with Josh, but just from a raw talent perspective, is he kind of a rare player, I guess, who can come available in that sort of way?
I mean, look, all players in this league are talented players, so they wouldn't be in this league. So we'll see.
Josh has a history of substance abuse, something he's spoken openly about. So I wondered how you keep an eye on a guy like that and make sure that, you know, you keep him healthy mentally and physically.
I wouldn't talk about a player, another player's personal or injury situations, so I'm not going to do that.
Was this 2013 game that did you guys eye-opening in terms of how respected it was to the back then? What do you remember about that?
It was a chance to see him firsthand, yeah. It was an impressive play.
Bill, you've released 10 receivers since training camp began. Obviously, people have talked about how challenging this offense is to learn, but what do you think has there been a particular thing that you think receivers have struggled overall to grasp and about this offense so far?
We've released a lot of players since the start of training camp, as has every other team in the league. So just keep working through our process and take it day by day, week by week, and see how it goes.
Dante Hightower said Josh Gordon was a monster back when we played him in 2013, and he still is. Do you feel like he's, you know, that same player physically and out on the field? As you saw in 2013 when you had that big game against you?
Yeah, we'll see.
Bill, in Cyrus's case, were you encouraged by what you saw from him in the summer? I know it was only probably 2 weeks since he got back to on-the-field stuff from his rehab.
Yeah, Cyrus was coming along, certainly making progress through camp. As you said, his window was smaller than... it was what it was. It wasn't a full opportunity to evaluate him, but we had to make a decision, so we made the decision that we made. And things have changed, and we're at a different place than we were in August.
Does he have any experience playing safety? What kind of traits does he have that could make him a versatile player in the secondary?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's an athletic player. It's done a lot of different things for us.
In the past, that it's difficult this time of year for a player to kind of come in and learn the techniques and stuff like that that you might go over in the summer. Do you kind of, with Josh, just look at specifically this week's game plan for him to learn, you know, whatever role he has, or do you kind of try to teach him everything?
yeah, it'd be possible to teach somebody everything in a couple of days when other players have had months to learn it. That would be impossible.
More just focusing for him, just focusing on the lines and whatever plan you have for that specifically.
Well, it's taking a segment of whatever the total is and taking the things that are most important and building on that day by day as time goes on.
Bill, the offense over the years has had success on quarterback sneaks. You're calling that play. Is there ever any thought on, like, you want to be careful of the quarterback getting hurt? Like, because I've heard other offensive coordinators say, like, I would call it, but I don't want to see my guy not get up. Like, is that ever part of the thought process on that for you guys?
I guess it would depend on the situation. But there's a play calling element, but it would depend on the situation.
Is there one thing or a multitude of things that stand out to you as to what has led the team to have some level of success with that play over the years?
Good execution. Player we want to work with. Again, we'll see how it goes. We haven't had him a long time, but he's done a good job with the opportunities that he's had. We want to keep working with him. We'll see how it goes.
Even before when you came into the draft, that available?
Well, it was a different system, so we've gotten to know him a lot better. We know a lot more now than we did then. But again, he's a talented player.
Bill, does it sort of show the, for lack of a better word, the unpredictability of the league with Coleman? I mean, he was a first-round pick. He's been with three teams and now on the practice squad. Just you can't, as much as research as maybe you do on the draft, it's tough to predict who's going to, be a starter or who's going to be able to contribute right away.
Well, I think we all know the draft's a pretty unscientific process. So that's pretty well documented. With every team in the league, every year at every position. So, yeah, do the best you can, but it's certainly far from perfection in that process.
Okay, that is head coach Bill Belichick speaking this morning in Foxborough. If he's got any more to add, we will have it. Good question there by William Bendenson.
Bendenson on fire today.
Bendenson with a wise question there.
All right, William Bendenson.
Yeah, he was backdooring a question there when he asked about Corey Coleman. Mm. Because if you're wondering, why have the Patriots done so poorly at the wide receiver position? Don't ask them a question about the guys they've drafted. Ask them about Corey Coleman.
That's pretty smart.
Not living up to standards.
Pretty good. Sly,
he
William
wasn't drafted
Bendenson.
By the Patriots. Yeah. And Bill gives you an answer about the draft being an unscientific process. Save that for next year's draft. We'll preview the draft. Roll that out. Bill, it's not scientific. Bendenson, that's your guy.
That's my guy.
That's your boy. You did a video with him the other day, didn't you?
He was trying to get me. We just couldn't get our schedules to match up. But
because working till 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he's busy.
Patriots correspondent sports exchange.
All right, all right.
Hold on.
It's correspondent sports exchange.
I love him. He's the best.
So loves watching the video.
They're mesmerizing. Yeah.
Mom, come on a conference call. Do not pick up future cell phone.
That's all on you. That is you right there.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
That was Jim.
No, yes, you did. That's you. That's you.
Hey, Ma.
That's not me.
Ma,
that's Jim. That's not me. That's
Ma.
Jim doing you a favor.
Mom,
come on.
I'm on a conference call. Do not pick up future cell phone.
All right. Enough. All right. So Bill didn't give much on Josh Gordon. Didn't want to talk about the substance abuse issues, and which are well documented.
Nor should he. It's well documented, and he's not going to get into detail. Never has, never will. About guys.
especially the off-field stuff.
617-779-0985. Coming up next, we are giving away a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Ooh.
That is next. We're giving away that gift card, and we'll have Phil Perry with us starting at noon, just a little more than 10 minutes from now.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Promise, I got something to give away.
Oh, huh. Rock and roll, rock and roll.
It's Feed the Fan Fridays presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots.
I'd get dip. I'd get French onion dip, some chips. They got the 2 for $6 chips.
I'm sorry?
They
2 for $6 chips?
2 for $6. You get the big bag, Lays.
Feed the fans a dip.
I'm a fan. I got games. I'm thinking.
I don't care about
games.
Just give me a fistful of dip.
I told you about that French onion dip. Hell of a good
French.
The only one. You put it on everything.
French.
You put it on eggs.
I saw French.
You put it on chicken. You put it on chips.
Fries. I don't call it French onion. I call it freedom onion.
That's right. Freedom Rockets. Freedom Rockets onion dip.
I thought of you.
That would sell so well here.
I thought of you the other day. I had some
French
of that.
How about American onion?
Jalapeno chip dip. Have you had that?
No, I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I'm the French. Not that I'm not a fan. I just prefer the French.
Have you tried it?
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Have.
He hasn't tried it.
I've not tried it, but what
look
I have
look
tried.
Look at me. Will you try it?
I will.
Okay.
That to me is better on like a vegetable. You know, like you dip. Not a chip so much, more like, you know, stock of celery.
Hey, stuff, with you. I went to French onion on a chip, and I had a regular chip, and I tried it in the jalapeno. You know what? It was good.
Yeah.
It's right. Real good.
Well, hey, it's Feed the Fan Fridays. It's presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom, stopandshop.com.
You know how you go through the supermarket? This is how trained Hell of a Good Dip has me. I would just grab it because you see the red container. It says Hell of a Good French onion. I got the big tub.
Red.
Just grab it. So going through, didn't even look at it. Like, hey, it's a French onion. I saw the red container. I grabbed it. It was bacon horseradish dip.
Ooh. How was it?
That's what I thought. Ooh. Just like what you think. Bacon and horseradish. It gives a little kick to you in the back, right off your palate.
Did you like it? Yes or no?
Yeah, but I'm... I feel like
that could go on like a sandwich or a burger.
It's almost
right.
Too,
like you could use the dip on a burger.
I think the bacon horseradish is too overpowering. Like I could sit there and eat the whole tub of French onion in one sitting, but like bacon horseradish, you just gotta like tap it.
Do you know they also have a dill pickle? Hell of a good now, which I've been meaning to try.
An actual dill pickle or dill pickle flavored dip?
Have you ever heard of people drinking pickle juice?
Like a challenge?
My daughter's friends came over and like we were like making sandwiches and the pickles were gone. She goes, "You're not using that?" I'm like, "What? It's an empty pickle jar." She goes, "Oh, I drink that."
Oh, she was high.
Disgusting. No.
Yeah. Stone.
No. Yeah. Athlete.
Kids.
That's like salt in liquid form. I think that's what that is.
Like, why don't you just go out and drink that? Give
that's
a straw.
More than just salt water. That's
go
salt.
Go to the beach and get
juice.
A straw.
Just like, trying to retain water.
Ugh. Puckery and pickle. Those little seeds in there, mustard seeds.
617-779-0985. Phil Perry, I already saw him floating around here, so I know he's in the building.
He's here somewhere.
We're talking about this game.
Combing his hair.
Against the Lions coming up on Sunday night. What kind of shot you think your team has, Hardy? Zero or none?
He's been quiet this week.
Where's your jersey today?
I don't think they have any chance.
Where's your jersey?
Game day.
How far is the airport from the city?
I'll wear it on Friday.
You're going to wear that game day?
I don't know how that would go over on Patriots.com.
I think it would be fun.
On the webcast.
That's me, though. That's not the Patriots.
No.
They might disapprove.
But, you know, I keep telling them, like, you want me to wear Patriots gear? Hook a kid up with some Patriots gear.
Yeah.
That's easy. Done.
It's like the drive for five when they drove you across the country and gave you a T-shirt or two.
I wore it all the time.
Nice bus, huh?
You give me shirts.
Remember when you first saw that bus? And like, remember, like after 8 days, you're like, I don't want to see that bus anymore.
Oh no! After a day and a half, first day was fun.
Well, how was the starvation through the first day?
Midway through the second day,
Beetle, no food.
All done.
W didn't bring any food.
Big Jim was crying about not having his hot sauce. Forgot his hot sauce at home.
I gotta go back on the bus to get my hot sauce. Make a chicken sandwich without my hot sauce.
A weirdo.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him for like a month.
That's it. I don't want to know you anymore. Who,
did you sleep on the bottom, or are you in the middle, or up top? Like you have, there was three levels of bunks.
I think I took a top bunk.
You got all the way up high, huh?
I can't remember if there were two or three. No, yeah, like the ones down below, those were just for like storage. Nobody slept down like on the floor.
Right, I'd want to be one up from the bottom.
I'd be in the middle.
Is there three total or four?
There were three. And I
anybody make out on the bus? Like
things get weird at any point?
Yeah. Jim and I got a little looped up one night.
Tell the story where the you went to the hotel and like the bus driver went and showered and stayed home. Hotel when you guys were not allowed, but you could go use their
Oh my God. You're sleeping on the bus, sleeping on the bus. Wake up in the morning, the bus is stopped. What are we getting gas? What are we doing? Oh no, we're in the parking lot of a hotel. The drivers were inside the hotel sleeping. We were sleeping on the bus.
Well, they have rights.
They gotta sleep. It's a union thing.
I got rights.
Nah, you don't have rights.
Not dumb. Like people say I'm smart.
You got no rights.
I want a bed.
Was it even
no
a good hotel where you had like a little Perkins attached to it or anything?
No.
Like a Friendly's?
No, we shared the room keys so we could all go in and use the shower and get a continental breakfast. No bed, but we got to share the shower. Like, okay, I'm done in the shower. Here's the room key. Now you can go use it and get yourself a blueberry muffin on the way out. Ugh. Great. Nice.
Awesome. All right, let's get to the headlines. 90 seconds. Phil Perry will be with us next.